one more take a break, and thank you again for coming. We've got a lot of things that we would love for you to buy. And, you know, we're part of this national movement that is a union of musicians. It's called Would It Kill You to Buy a CD? If it won't, give it some thought. We also, this tour is sponsored by Banjo Boy Coffee. And we have, that's Jim's company, and we have some coffee here. And it's really, really good. I know that coffee is important to folks here. It's important to me too. It's really good. And Mark brought some CDs, and John's got some transcription books. I've got a ton of stuff, and we'll see you out there during the break. I want to introduce everybody briefly. We kind of know who everybody is already, but we'll start at that end of the stage. An important person in California bluegrass and national bluegrass for many years. He has the distinction of being the only member on stage to be to be Snoopy. There was a Peanut special where the gang was a bluegrass band and the guitar player was Jim Nunley.
No way.
He looks great with long ears, by the way. He just looks fabulous. But gosh, he been in many, many groups. He's a record producer. He had a recording studio for many years, played with John Reichman, David Grisman, Bluegrass Experience, and we've been picking together for 25 years. And make him welcome once again. It's Jim Nunley. It's been such a joy to have this guy, well, most of the time, with us on the road. And every time we're traveling, he will name drops, not on purpose, somebody else that he's worked with. And it's an incredibly impressive list, from Nickel Creek to Tony Rice to Jim Hurst and Claire Lynch. And it's impossible to remember them all. John Hartford?
Let me rub my
please. Go. And these days, he'll take any work that he can get. He's with us.
Like I said, I'm in despair.
He's fantastic, and we're so lucky to have him here in Berkeley. This is Mark Schatz. Unbelievable. I had the great pleasure of teaching a music camp in Barcelona, Spain, of all places, in March. And it was a bluegrass camp with 140 musicians. And they were great musicians, kids and folks of all ages playing. And they were playing this guy's tunes in the jam sessions into the night, numerous different titles. And he's an important part of California bluegrass as well, a founding member of the Good Old Persons. And played with Tony Rice, and he has led his group and the Jaybirds for 26 years. One of our most important instrumentalist composers is John Reichman. Now, our fiddler was recently with his wife, Catherine, on the cover of East Bay Magazine. Do you get that at your doorstep? Did you see that? And it's remarkable, not only has he played with David Grisman and Lori Lewis and all kinds of great folks, but he and his wife found Manning Music. How many of you here are familiar with, how many of you study with a teacher at Manning Music? Incredible resource for our community, teaching hundreds of folks all these instruments, and Chad and Catherine deserve a huge amount of gratitude from us for keeping the music alive, and incredible player and great guy. It's Chad Manning on fiddle. Well, we did have someone who inhabited Snoopy, but we have on Dobro the only musician on stage who has played with Bette Midler. But also Dolly Parton and Peter Rowan, and a long, long list of folks. What an incredibly great, lyrical, beautiful Dobro player. And he's right here in California. Lucky to have him this year on the tour. This is Mike Butcher over there. Jim, you could introduce
there was
me.
One more person here after that.
I looked over
there. I looked over there. I looked over and I saw this banjo hanging from a guy. And I thought, oh, is he in the band? So anyway, I have to tell you a bit about him because he really is an impressive person on so many different levels, but let's just keep it to the banjo. So he has recently been inducted into the Banjo Hall of Fame in Oklahoma. Yeah. Not only that, he's an instructor. He has taught at countless music camps and he gives private banjo lessons, and he's authored several books, two of which are bestsellers. One is Banjo for Dummies, and if that's not enough, Bluegrass Banjo for Dummies. So I see this crowd here probably each has a book. Well, sorry, folks. I didn't mean to. Don't turn on me now. You sure you want me to say anything else?
You can stop.
Well, there's, no, man, there's still another one. You know, how many have heard of this comedian? What is his name? Steve Martin. And any of you folks heard of him? He used to play around the Bay Area and stuff like that. You know, he was over it. In fact, his claim to fame is he opened for the David Grisman Quintet. Yeah, and at the Great American Music Hall many, many years ago, he used to open for them. And a great banjo player, that guy really knows his banjo playing, and he put together an award, and he got some of the great banjo players to help him choose great banjo players. So Tony Trischka and Allison Brown and Steve Martin, and they got together and they chose these banjo players, and last year's recipient of the Steve Martin Banjo Player of the Year Award was none other than Bill Evans. Please give him a quick round.
Okay, I guess we're gonna get back to the musical portion of the show. and play a pretty recent tune of mine, and this is part of a concerto. That's right. The Fresh Grass Festival back in Massachusetts. It's a wonderful festival, and we played there a lot. And they asked me to write a bluegrass concerto, and that just sounded like an oxymoron to me. But I went ahead and gave it a shot. And this is, we're going to play the first movement from that concerto, and this is going to be featured on a upcoming John Rashman and the Jaybird CD. It should be out very soon, so stay tuned for that. But this is, doesn't have a name.